Now, I'll tell you what's the great thing about radio. Of all the mediums, it is the most intimate and the most natural. My motto was, I never learned anything when I was talking.
Larry King joined WTOP for an in-depth conversation in 2015.
I'm just a little Jewish kid from Brooklyn. I was a crazy Dodger fan. I was at Jackie Robinson's first game when he came on the field. And we knew we were part of history. I started in radio in 1958. I broke into Miami, and for 20 years I was in Miami. And then in 1978, the Mutual Network came to me and said, would you like to do a national talk show? And that was unheard of. We had 22 stations when we started. I moved up to Washington from Miami. So I was heard on WTOP for 18 years with my all-night show and wound up with 512 stations when I left.
What do you remember from your 25 years with CNN?
I remember it was revolutionary. Ted Turner hired me. My first day was their fifth anniversary. The first night I was on, Governor Mario Cuomo was the guest. But I knew the first night, the first 15 minutes in a little studio in Georgetown, I knew that show would click.
Larry King told us his most awestruck interview.
Sinatra.
The most interesting president.
The best was Clinton.
The interviews he wishes he could have done.
I never got to interview Humphrey Bogart, never interviewed Clark Gable.
And what he would like his obituary to read.
Oldest man who ever lived, Larry King, passed away today. He was 137. He died instantly, and it took 6 days to wipe the smile off his face.
Remembering Larry King, Jason Fraley, WTOP News.